Baseball is on the air. We begin each game day with a Pepsi pregame show, a pregame chat with Hastings head coach Jim Bobie. Brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS is the opening round of the GPAC Baseball Championships. Hastings getting set to take on Doan as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jim Bovee. And coach, 12 hours ago, I wouldn't give us much chances of playing baseball today, but things are clear up and we'll get things going today.
Well, yeah, you know, 9 would have been pushing it just because as a host, you got to take the tarp off, you got to be ready to play at 9. And so at noon yesterday, we made the decision to push it back to 11. At that time, I thought 11 might be too aggressive. And at this point, it looks like 11 is doable. And if we can get it started, you know, 11 or close to, then we'll still try to play all 8 games today and stay on schedule. You know, I felt pretty good about we get to play something today. But we just had to wait until the morning to see how much snow we had. And when there was no snow on the tarp, then all systems were go.
You guys playing at Smith today, the Smith Complex. Obviously a little bit different setting and maybe a different feel out here.
Well, it is, and you always worry about your team because they like to play at Duncan, and you know, our own players probably don't give Smith the credit it deserves as far as quality of field. You know, we feel like we're kind of at the JV field, and so that's an issue you worry about with your guys. You hope the fact that you're playing Doan might balance that out and that you'll be fired up just to play Doan in the first round of the conference tournament. So we'll see. I mean, we've played some of our best games. You remember last time we played here, Bryant McCann beat Morningside when we were the 7th seed and they were the 2nd seed and played really well then, and we won an elimination game here in a 3-run homer several years ago by Gavin Rodriguez. So we've had some really good moments here. It's just a matter of getting your guys to buy into it.
Chaz, obviously it's going to be windy out here today. Not a whole lot of windbreak here. How's that going to affect the ball game, the way that the field sits out here?
Well, it'll make it play bigger. You know, typically at this time of year, the wind is blowing out of the south, and so Duncan is really tough to hit balls out of, and you might have a bunch of 15 to 12 games out here, but not today. The wind's blowing in. There won't be many home runs hit, you know, either place, really. I would be surprised if any. So it's probably going to be a low-scoring, small ball type game again. As far as the cold, I mean, we've been playing in it all spring. I think it's probably pretty typical that we had to switch batting practice times this morning because of icy roads for a team getting here on May 2.
7-4 down the stretch, you guys really turned it on at the end of the season to scrape your way into this thing.
We did, you know, and we didn't play great, but we probably played in a more timely fashion, made less errors at critical times. The few hits we got them at more critical times. Kind of figured out that you know, we don't have a set lineup. We're going to move guys around and things like that. So, yeah, we're thankful that we played as well as we did down the stretch, and we're able to get in here. When you're playing in your own place, you want to make the tournament, and now you're seeing if you can make it one more day, one day at a time. So, you know, the mission today is try to get 1-2 and get to tomorrow.
Starting pitching has been very good for you guys during this little stretch.
Yeah, for the most part, you look back on all our games, the starting pitching has gotten us pretty deep into games. You know, 3 guys have thrown every weekend, and those will be the first 3 out of the chute if we're lucky enough to play 3. And hope they give us a chance. But, you know, today's a tough day because you're seeing everybody's 1-2 today also. So it'll be a real test for us. No matter what happens in this first game, even in the second game, it's going to be a tough test for us.
Talking about the hitting all season long, we're at the 230 as a team. Can a team with a 230...
Well, I hope so. You know, I was watching TV the other night, and of course I'm a big Cardinal fan, and they're like 27th in the majors in hitting, but they're towards the top in run score just because of the timely hitting, and that's what it's going to take for us. We're not going to hit. You know, if we play 3, 4, or 5 games in this tournament, we're not going to hit 360. I mean, that's just not what we are. We just got to hope we get timely hits, maybe get an error that we can take advantage of, a couple walks we can take advantage of, and see what happens. But, you know, it's a tough road for us if we give it 5 or 6 early because we're just not that explosive a team.
What about the field? Northwestern, the regular season champs, but we'll face a tough one to the end.
I'd say Doan's a favorite just because of the number of arms they have, you know, but they're going to say the same thing. You got to get far enough to take advantage of all those arms. Morningside, I think, is very talented. I think most people would say those two are the two teams to beat. You don't know how Northwestern's going to play, already knowing that they've got a bid. You know, we were in that situation 2 years ago, and I thought we played really well, but it does influence your decision pitching. I mean, 2 years ago, I was not going to run anybody out there unnecessarily, and Northwestern's probably in the same boat. But obviously over the course of 20 games, they're the best team that we have in the league. So I think those 3 everybody's looking at, and until somebody beats one of those three, I think you're going to say those three are the favorites.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Doan as our pregame show continues right after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
And welcome back to the Smith Complex here today. We're going to get an early start on things here today, so we won't be able to bring you the second half of the Jim Bovey interview here today because Hastings is already up to the plate. In fact, we got a base runner on at first base. That's Ryan Valdez. Gabe Salas started off the ball game by walking in the contest. Ryan Valdez then laid down a bunt. It was fielded there by the pitcher for Doan. That was Brandon Stennis. He goes to second base to catch Gabe Salas. So we are underway today here in the GPAC Championships at the Smith Complex here today. Hastings College and Doan facing off here in this opening round ball game. The Broncos coming in a record of 13 wins, 26 losses on the season. They finished 9-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan, the number 2 seed here in the tournament. They are 14-6 in the conference, 29-18 overall in the season. And here's Brent Hermanison up to the plate here for Hastings, and it's a swing and a miss. It's going to be a windy day today here at the Smith Complex, and a chilly one at that, but then an opening round ball game here in the GPAC Championships at the Smith Complex. We'll play another game later on today, either at 4 or at 7 o'clock tonight over at Duncan Field. We'll get to the starting lineups here momentarily. As like we said, we got an early start here on things here today. No infield. Here's a ball that's going to be hit to right field by Hermanis, and that ball is going to roll to the fence at 349 feet away. Around the bag at second on his way to third base is going to be Valdez, and in there at second base is going to be Brent Hermanison. So Hermanison, the number 3 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings College, he sends it out to a deep right center field. Naturally, this field is not as big and spacious as we have at Duncan Field. It's 330 down the lines here in the left and right field corners, 349 to the power alleys, and 380 to straightaway center field. Brent Hermanison sends that one to a right center field. A double for Hermanison, and Hastings College has got base runners on at second and third base here in the top half of the first inning. Hastings, the visiting team here in this opening game of the GPAC Championships here today. John LeMaster comes to the plate next for Hastings, and the pitch is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to John LeMaster. He starts the day with a batting average of 207. Hastings as a team, they are batting just 230 as a team. They have really struggled offensively throughout this 2013 season. So John LeMaster is up to the plate next for Hastings. Broncos off to a good start here this afternoon. They've got runners on at second and third base and only one man out. And now we're going to have a quick visit on the mound here from the head coach of the Doan College Tigers. We'll give you the starting lineups brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska. Remember, if they don't have it and they can't get it, then they don't make it. Gabe Salas leading off for Hastings. He'll be at shortstop today. Ryan Valdez, the left fielder, batting second. Brent Hermanison at first base. He's batting third. John LeMaster is going to be out in right field today. He's batting fourth. He's up to the plate right now. Adam Brown is going to be your third baseman. He will bat fifth. There's a ball hit right up to the middle. That's going to be a base hit in the center field. One run is going to score, and that's all they're going to get as Jim Bovey comes up with a stop sign. John LeMaster gets a single that drives home a run. Hastings is on the scoreboard here in the top half of the first inning as Ryan Valdez comes in to score to make it a 1-0 ball game over the Tigers. Brent Hermanison moves over to third base on the play, and now Hastings has runners on at first and third base here in the top half of the first inning with only one man out. Adam Brown's going to come to the plate next. He'll be followed up by Austin Osherill, the catcher. Jake Steets, the designated hitter, will bat next. Then Ryan Anderson and Ben Reimer. Jeremy Williams is going to be on the mound today for Hastings College. Williams 3-5 with a 2.96 earned run average. As a strike is going to come in there from the pitcher there for the Doane College Tigers. That's going to be Brandon Stennis, who gets the start here today. Stennis is 3-1 on the season. He's got an ERA of 1.91 for the Tigers. Hastings with base runners on at first and third base as he throws another one on the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. Doane defensively has got Chris Manning at first base. A.J. Spannell is at second base. Jed Deere is at shortstop today. And Connor McCann is over at third base. Taylor Mata is going to be behind the plate here for the Tigers. Alex Arkfeld will be out in left field. Andres Rivera will be out in center field. Alomar Guzman is going to be your right fielder. Your starting lineups are brought to you by CPI Mr. Tires, serving all of central Nebraska. Remember, if they don't have it and they can't get it, then they don't make it. That's CPI Mr. Tire of south central Nebraska. There's a swing and a miss there by Brown. And the count is sitting at 1-2 now to Adam Brown, the third baseman. He'll be followed up by Austin Ashrow, the catcher, and then Jake Steets, the designated hitter. Hastings on the scoreboard here in the top half of the first inning. 1-0 is the score, waiting over Doane. As things get started, there's a swing and a miss there, and a strikeout by Adam Brown. He strikes out in the ball game. First strikeout in the ball game for Dennis. And that's going to bring Austin Ashrow to the plate next. For the Doane College Tigers, Brandon Stennis, 1.91, record 3 wins, 1 loss in the season. He has thrown 37 1/3 innings so far for the Tigers, giving up 26 hits, 14 runs. 8 of those have been earned. 16 base on balls. He has struck out 38 guys coming in here. And now we're going to have a bot called here. And that's going to drive home another run for Hastings College as Brent Hermanison comes in from third base to score. That's also going to send down to second base on the play will be John LeMaster. So Ashero is to the plate now, and Hastings College has got the lead 2-0 here over the Tigers. As Ashero will take a look at the pitch down low and a little bit outside here. It's no balls and one strike. Or one ball and no strikes here. It's Austin Ashero. So Hastings on the board here in the top half of the first inning by the score of 2-0. Over the Doane College Tigers, a team that swept Hastings in a doubleheader to begin the season, 4-1 and 5-2 down in Crete. We were there for that one, and I'll guarantee it was a whole lot warmer that afternoon to bring in our conference season than it is here today at the Smith Complex. Very windy conditions as we view it here at the Smith Complex. We're in the top half of the first inning. Here comes the next pitch. That ball's going to be hit right to the second baseman, and he grabs it there, and that is the third out of the inning. So that one is lined there to the second baseman, A.J. Spannell, and the inning is over here. But Hastings College comes up with 2 runs here in the top half of the first inning. We go to the bottom of the first. This one's scheduled for 7 here today between Hastings and Doane. It's the Broncos 2 and the Tigers nothing.
Get to CPI Mr. Tire during the Spring Savings Event, because with your purchase of a new set of 4 qualifying Cooper tires, like the CTS, the Cooper Zeon RS3S, CS4, and others, you'll earn a Visa prepaid card worth $60 to $80. Hurry in! The sale, like spring, can't last forever. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Smith Complex here today. The temperature is going to be 42 degrees, or at least that's what they tell us. North winds are at 20 miles per hour. The few fans that have struggled out here to the Smith Complex today bundle up in their winter attire. We've got the winter blankets out again as we enjoy this second day of May, the first day of the GPAC Championships today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings coming up with 2 runs in the top half of the first inning, and the Broncos have the lead here over the Tigers. The other game going on today is over at Duncan Field. It's pitting Northwestern, the regular season champions, up against Dakota Wesleyan. Then after this ball game, 30 minutes after the conclusion of this one, we'll have Morningside taking on Midland here at Smith, and Mount Marty will take on Nebraska Wesleyan over at Duncan Field. So Jeremy Williams is going to get the start for Hastings here in the first game of the GPAC Championships. Williams has been the game one starter all season long, and Coach Bovey says, yeah, we're going to go with him again today, although he did face Doan earlier this season. So it's Jeremy Williams on the mound today for Hastings. 3 wins, 5 losses on the season. His ERA is sitting at 2.96. This is Alex Arkfeld to the plate to begin things off for the Tigers here in the bottom half of the first inning. Doan is the home team here, being the number 2 seed in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So Arkfeld is up there now. His batting average is sitting at 261 on the season. Arkfeld leads the team in runs scored like a good leadoff man should. As Jeremy Williams comes to the plate here, the pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Arkfeld has got 35 base hits and 134 trips to the plate so far this season. For Doan, he's leading the team in triples. He's got two. He's got 2 home runs and 18 RBIs. Here's the next pitch by Jeremy Williams. It's a fastball that's going to stay inside for a ball, and he walks it. So Arkfeld heads down to first base on the play, being walked on 5 pitches there from Jeremy Williams, and that's going to bring up A.J. Spannell next. A.J. Spannell has been up to the plate more times than anybody else on the roster for the Doan College Tigers. 141 official trips to the plate here for Doan. He's got 46 base hits. So Spannell is hitting at a clip of 326 coming into the ballgame here today. He's got 1 home run. He's got 22 RBIs. Arkfeld takes his lead down there at first base, and here comes the pitch. It's going to be a fastball that's going to stay out high for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes here to A.J. Spannell. Down there at first base for Hastings College is Brent Hermanison. Behind the plate, Austin Ashero. On the mound for Hastings will be Jeremy Williams. At second base, Ben Reimer. Gabe Salas at shortstop. Adam Brown is at third base today. Out in the outfield for Hastings College, you've got Ryan Valdez out in left field. Ryan Anderson is out in center, and John LeMaster is out in right field. You're listening to the GPAC Baseball Championship today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings has got the lead over Doan. The score is 2-0. There's a throw over the first base that's not in time. Applying the tag is Hermanison. Doan College is a team that is going to run the base pads here today. In fact, they've got 99 stolen bases so far this year in 123 tries. That compares to Hastings College. The Broncos not a base-stealing team. In fact, the Broncos just 12 out of 25 in stealing bases this year. 99 for 123 for the Tigers of Doan. Inching away from the bag down there at first base is going to be Arkfeld. Hastings has the lead. There's a throw over there. It's not going to be in time. Williams is a left-handed thrower, so he's getting a good look at Arkfeld over there at first base for the Tigers. Arkfeld is a base-stealing threat. Is 9 out of 14 in stealing bases. There's the next pitch by Jeremy Williams. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is not 3 balls and 1 strike. So both pitchers having problems finding the strike zone early. Jeremy Williams for Hastings has given up a walk to Arkfeld. And now he's falling behind A.J. Spannell here at 3 balls and 1 strike. Brandon Stennis had problems out there for Doan as he gives up 2 runs in the top half of the first inning. The first round games are scheduled for 7 innings here today. Boy, after all the snow and after all the rain we had yesterday, it's a miracle that we're getting this thing started at 11 o'clock here today. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Arkfeld has got a lead down there at first base. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. And it's now full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. In 42 degrees here at game time, windy conditions out of the north at 20 miles per hour, blowing in on the hitters today here at the Smith Complex in Hastings. Jeremy Williams comes set on the mound again as he looks at first base. There goes him under at first. The ball is going to be hit towards center field. It's going to be grabbed out there in center field, and now the runner's got to go back, and a double play here for Hastings. A fly ball out to center field. It was a grab there by Ryan Anderson. Arkfeld was going on the pitch. He was all the way to the bag at second, and they double up. Arkfeld at first base, so a double play there for Hastings College as they catch Arkfeld all the way down to base at second, and Hastings doubles up the Tigers here in the first inning, and that's going to bring up Chris Manning next. The Bronco defense has been pretty good as of late. Hastings has given up In their last four victories, they've gotten up just a shade over three runs per ballgame, and that is good. Credits the pitching staff. Here's a high fly ball out to left center field. Coming on is going to be the left fielder. And going back is going to be Salas, and he grabs the ball. Salas, the shortstop, the wind held that baby up as it was heading out to a left field. Ryan Valdez came in, but Gabe Salas goes out in the shallow left field to grab that one, and Doan goes down in order, basically, here in this first inning of play with a big double play there by Ryan Anderson to Brent Hermanison to double up Arkfeld at the bag at first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the second inning with a score, Hastings 2, Doan nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, for all your physical or occupational therapy needs. The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. We are at the Smith Complex, the beginning of the GPAC Championships here today. Hastings College has got the lead over the Tigers by the score of 2-0. The Broncos with a couple of base hits in the first inning of play. They had a walk thrown in there. Of course, the big hit was the double by Brent Hermanison. So Hastings working down the bottom third of the order. We've got Jake Steets coming to the plate first for Hastings. He is the designated hitter. That's from the right-hand side, and the first pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And it's nothing and one to Jake Steets. He comes to the ball game today with a batting average of 183 for Hastings College. Here comes the next pitch, a swing and a miss. A lot of heat thrown there by the pitcher for Doan. That's going to be Brandon Stennis. So Jake Steets is behind the count of no balls and two strikes here in the top half of the second inning. Ryan Anderson will follow him, then Ben Reimer. Next pitch is a breaking pitch that's going to stay outside for a ball. And it is one ball and two strikes now on Steets. Jake Steets has got 13 base hits and 71 trips to the plate so far this season for Hastings College. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be hit out to short, moving to his left. And the throw over to first base is not in time. Jet Deere grabs it out there at shortstop. He had to move toward the bag at second base on the play there to grab it. So, but some good wheels by Jake Steets, and he's aboard down there at first base for Hastings. They're going to give him a base hit here, so an infield single for Steets. Hastings has a base runner again here in the second. That's going to bring up Ryan Anderson next. Ryan Anderson is the center fielder for the Broncos. His batting average at 154 in the season. He's one of the two Broncos that have got a home run so far this year. He sings with two homers on the season, and Ryan Anderson has one of them. He squares around the bunt, sends it back to the pitcher's mound. It's going to be grabbed there. No, he drops the ball, or did he? He hung on to it long enough. Well, they say it was Stennis, the pitcher, came off of the mound to grab that one, and it kind of ricochets out of his glove. They say that they had it long enough. So Ryan Anderson attempting the bunt there. Well, pop one back to the pitcher for the first out here in the second inning of play. Steets was off of the bag. He was on his way towards second. He puts on the brakes, but when that ball fell out of the glove of Stennis down there, he was able to get back to the bag safely. So only one man out. Hastings avoids the double play ball there. Ben Reimer comes up to the plate next for Hastings College. He squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and takes the pitch outside for a ball. Ben Reimer batting 154 on the season. Reimer with no home runs. He's got no RBIs on the season here for Hastings College. He's got four base hits and 26 trips to the plate. He's playing at second base today for the Broncos defensively. There's a throw over the first. That's not in time. Back in there for Hastings is Jake Steets. Guarding the bag down there at first base is going to be Chris Manning. The second baseman is A.J. Spano. A little bit of a gap now between Spannell and the first baseman there, and to Chris Manning. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball and a quick throw down to first base, not in time. Taylor Mata is the catcher today for the Doane College Tigers. Just underway here at the Smith Complex today. This one's scheduled for 7. We're in the top half of the second inning. Hastings has got the lead over the second-seeded Doane College Tigers. It is 2-0 in the ballgame. Reimer again scores around the bunt, pulls it back. We'll take a pitch up high for a ball. And the count is at 3 balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count here to Ben Reimer. He'll be followed up by the top of the order. And Gabe Salas, here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. And the count here is at 3 balls and 1 strike now to the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Hastings, Ben Reimer. Hastings with a base runner down there at first base. That is Jake Steets. As he skips away from the bag there, Reimer again tries to lead down a bunt and will bunt this one foul in front of the dugout down here on the first base side, occupied by the Tigers here this afternoon. Hastings in their homestanding gray uniforms today, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Donors in their white baseball pants, their black tops, trimmed and lettered in the orange this afternoon. Here comes the left-hander as he throws another one on the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. There's a throw down to a second base. It gets away momentarily into the center field, but it didn't make any difference anyway. Ben Reimer got a walk on the play. They threw her down to second base. Jake Steets slides in there safely, but he would have been there anyway. And that's going to bring up Gabe Salas next. So Hastings the aggressor here so far in the first couple of innings. Gabe Salas comes up to the plate next. He reached on a base on balls his first time up there. Then was thrown out on the base pads at second base. So Salas comes up there for the second time today. His batting average is sitting at .218 on the season. As the pitch is going to be a fastball, it's going to be inside for a called strike on the inside corner. Nothing and one is the count here. Jim Bovey down there in the third base coaching box. Boy, he's got the hood up on his sweatshirt, baseball cap as he looks on down there. There's a ground ball right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit in the right field. Round the bag at third and putting on the brakes there. Hastings will have the bases loaded. Gabe Salas gets a base hit for Hastings. That's the fourth hit for the Broncos here in this ball game. Jake Steets ends up at third base in the play. Ben Reimer is on at second. Gabe Salas is on at first base. And now the pitching coach for the Tigers is going to come out here and have a little chat here with Brandon Stennis. Hastings on the aggressive side of things here in the first couple of innings in this ball game. Hastings already out on top by a score of 2-0. And now the Broncos have loaded up the bases here in inning number 2. Salas is on at first base. Jake Steets is on at third. A couple of singles there. Ben Reimer sandwiched in between with a walk. And now Ryan Valdez will come to the plate next as he anxiously waits here. Stennis is going to stay out there for the Tigers. Stennis has been one of their main cogs here on the pitcher's mound for Doane this year. The overall record at 3-1. 1.91 is his ERA. He's got one save. He's thrown 37 and two-thirds innings for the Tigers here this year. There's a high fly ball. It's going to be in foul territory here on the right-hand side, and it's going to get out of play. Giving chase was the first baseman, Chris Manning, and also the second baseman, Spannell. Guzman also coming over from right field, but it's across the fence here at the Smith Complex and out of play. Hastings with another golden opportunity here. They have got a 2-0 lead over the Tigers. Hastings already with 4 base hits in the ballgame. As Brandon Stennis works from the stretch. Doane playing with the infield in, especially at first and third base here. Stennis is now going to, walk off of the rubber. We got a timeout called here as Ryan Valdez backs out of the batter's box. Now he re-enters on the right-hand side, taps the plate. As Brandon Stennis looks in for the sign from his catcher, Taylor Mata. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be bunted down to first baseline, fielded there, and no play. Chris Manning came in halfway between home plate and first base. He looked at the plate. No one there as far as a play made there, and everybody's going to be safe as Ryan Valdez scoots down the line at first. He drives home a run as they sneak one in from third base. Jake Steets comes in to make it a 3-0 ball game. Reimer moves over to third base on the play. Salas is on at second. Ryan Valdez is on at first. One man out. The Broncos have the lead now by a score of 3-0 over the Tigers as Brent Hermanison comes up there next. There's a fastball that's in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Brent Hermanison. The first baseman, Chris Manning, came in to field that ball cleanly on the grassy portion of the infield here and then kind of undecided where to throw the ball, and everybody was going to be safe as Ryan Valdez was across the back in a hurry. There's our Hermanison. He finds that one in left center field. One run is going to score. Here comes the second one to the plate, and also a runner moving over to third on the play, and Hastings plates another couple of runs. Brent Hermanison drives in two more runs here for Hastings with a single to left center field. Ben Reimer comes in from third base to score. Moving around from second base to score is Gabe Salas. A couple of guys can really scoot on the base pads. Ryan Valdez moves over to third base on the play. And Brent Hermanison gets his second base into the ball game. He's got a single and a double and an RBI so far here in the contest. And that's going to bring up John the Master next. The Broncos have a 5-0 lead here over the Tigers of Doan, the second-seeded Doan College Tigers today. This is a double elimination tournament. Hastings will play a second ball game later on today, depending how they fare here, either at 4 o'clock or at 7 o'clock back there at Duncan. There's a ball that's going to be jammed inside, and LeMaster hits it off of the handle of the bat over here to the first base side again, retrieved here by the Tigers. Hastings with 6 base hits in the ball game, 5 runs. We're in the second inning of play. As Hastings has got the lead, John LeMaster is at the plate here for the Broncos. His batting average is sitting at .207 on the season. LeMaster with 19 base hits and 92 trips to the plate. We've had ball games that Hastings hasn't had 6 hits in the entire 7 innings. We've got 6 here in the first, 1 in the third. There's a high fly ball to a right center field. Going over is the right fielder. He's going to make the catch. That's Guzman tagging up at third base and coming in to score in the play. It's going to be Ryan Valdez. Ryan Valdez makes it a 6-0 ball game in favor of Hastings as John LeMaster flies out to right field to produce a run there as Valdez comes in to tap the plate for the 6th run of the ball game for Hastings. Staying at first base on a play is going to be Brent Hermanison. Adam Brown comes to the plate next. Adam Brown, he struck out his first time up there. He begins the day with a batting average of .286. So see how long Brandon Stennis is going to stay out there for the Tigers. Is the ball hit to short, fielded there. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Did he hang on to it? Yes. Jed Deere charging to the grassy portion of the infield there for the Tigers. He got it over to Chris Manning. Manning dug it out of the dirt, so Adam Brown is retired on the play from short to first. But Hastings College comes up with 4 runs here in the second inning of play. The Broncos surprisingly with the lead here over the Doan College Tigers in the first game of the GPAC Baseball Championships today at the Smith Complex. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 6, Doan nothing.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
It's National Karastan Month at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney. That means buying new Karastan carpet is even easier than ever, with colors and textures to meet your style. And prices so good, it'll be hard to do just one room. With no interest financing until January 2016, you can do the whole house in luxurious Karastan carpet. Enjoy great savings and great selection during National Karastan Month at Jacoby Carpet One, downtown Hastings and Kearney. Beautiful, made affordable.
Financing subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS, the GPAC Baseball Championships from the Smith Complex. Hastings out on top of the Doan College Tigers by the score of 6-0. Alomar Guzman, Andres Rivera, and Taylor Mata, numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order, to come on here to face Jeremy Williams for Hastings College in inning number 2. Guzman with a batting average of but .255 on the season. He's got 28 base hits and 110 trips to the plate. A couple of balls outside here from Jeremy Williams, who has staked out to an early 6-0 lead. 6 runs and 6 base hits for Hastings here in the first 2 innings as we move to the bottom of the second inning. Guzman has got 2 home runs and 17 RBIs so far this year for the Tigers. He has walked 10 times. He has struck out 21 times. Jeremy Williams working out there for Hastings. A left-handed thrower here for the Broncos. As the next pitch comes in there, it's going to be outside and down low for a ball. And he walks him here. So that's the second walk of the ball game given up by Williams. He walked the leadoff man, Arkfeld, in the first inning of play. But then he was doubled up on the base pads. And now the pitching coach for Hastings is going to come out and have a quick word here with Jeremy Williams. So he walks Guzman, and now we're going to have a conference on the hill as Andres Rivera comes to the plate next for the Tigers. Rivera has a batting average so far this season of .304 as he will come to the plate here. He has got 38 base hits and 125 trips to the plate. All right, so now Hastings going to head back to the third base dugout here, and we'll get ready to throw to Andres Rivera. He has walked 14 times so far this year. He has struck out 26 times. Williams will work from the stretch now with a base runner at first base, and the pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Rivera. Taylor Mata is due up there next, and we'll see Jed Deere if they get something going here in this second inning of play. Williams' next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. It's two balls and no strikes here to Andres Rivera for the Tigers of Doan. Wind's blowing at about 20 miles per hour, really cooling things down here at the Smith Complex today, although the temp is officially listed at 42 at game time today with windy conditions. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now three balls and no strikes. So all of a sudden, Hastings is starting to stir down there in the bullpen already. So both pitchers having a problem here to get things going here. Running back to the bullpen on the third base side is going to be Tyler Stender. Tyler Stender is going to start to warm up for the Broncos down there. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. And the count now goes to three balls and one strike. The starting pitching for Hastings the past couple of weeks has been very, very good. In fact, this starting pitching staff has allowed only about three runs per ball game. And the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, so back-to-back walks now, given up by Jeremy Williams here in the second inning of play. And Taylor Mata will come up there next. And now the catcher for Hastings College, Austin Asherow, is going to go out and have a conversation here with Jeremy Williams. So after he walks the first guy, we see Blake Marquardt, the pitching coach, to come out and try to settle Jeremy Williams down. Now, Asherow will try his luck as he goes out there in a quick conference on the hill. Now, base runners on at first and second place here for Doan. And there's nobody out so far here in the second inning of play. Taylor Mata comes up there next. Taylor Mata has a batting average of .303 on the season for the Tigers as the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. So, Taylor Mata standing in the left-hand batter's box now for Doan. He has got 27 base hits and 89 trips to the plate for the Tigers. No home runs. He's driven home 11 runs. Base runners on at first and second place here for Doan. Next pitch is a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Taylor Mata, he has walked 10 times so far this year. He has struck out 13 times. 6-0 is the score. Hastings out on top of the Tigers. We're in the bottom half of the second inning today here at Smith, the GPAC Baseball Championships on 1230 KHIS. The count is in one ball and one strike here to Mata. He squares around the bunt, and it's going to be up high for a ball. Two balls and one strike now to Taylor Mata for the Tigers. Jed Deere, then Connor McCann scheduled up there for Doan here in this second inning of play. Down there at first is Rivera. Down there at second base is going to be Alomar Guzman as Doan tries to get back into the ball game here. Williams working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. In there for a strike as Taylor Mata squares around the bunt for the Tigers. Mata is a 5'10 sophomore out of Corona, California, playing for the Tigers there in Crete. Brent Hermanison is over there at first base for Hastings, playing right on the edge of the infield grass. Same thing over at third with Adam Brown. Jeremy Williams now looking at a count of two balls and two strikes. A bunt laid down, fielded there by Williams. He goes to third base, and they have got him down there at third base. They top down the lead runner at third. So Taylor Mata lays down a bunt, but it's a little bit too hard as Jeremy Williams sends it to a third base on the play. So now there's one man out. Rivera heads down to second base. Taylor Mata is aboard here in the fielder's choice. But now there's one man out. Hastings has a double play potential here in the second inning. They had a double play in the first inning. So Jet Deere comes to the plate next. Jet Deere is a sophomore out of Gretna High School. 5'11", as he will dig in there from the left-hand side. He'll work against the left-handed thrower in Jeremy Williams here in this first ball game for Hastings in the GPAC Championships. Jet Deere with a batting average of .270 so far this season. Here's the pitch to the plate. A breaking pitch is going to miss. That one just misses. Deere has got 10 base hits and 37 trips to the plate so far this year. No home runs. He's driven home two runs. Doan has got one man out here in the second inning. There's a swing and a miss. Nice pitch there by Jeremy Williams. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Tyler Stender continues to throw down there in the Bronco bullpen. Hastings doesn't want to cough up this lead. It's 6-0. A golden opportunity here in this baseball game against the Tigers of Doan. Here comes the next pitch. Hit on the ground toward first. Fielded there. Steps on the bag, and that's all they're going to get. Brent Hermanison makes a play on the ball there for Hastings College. So three unassisted for Jet Deere. Moving down to third base on the play is going to be Rivera. Down there at second base is going to be Taylor Mata. So Hermanison makes a play on the ball there at first base, but couldn't go anywhere else for a double play. Now Connor McCann comes up there next. I was going to say he was in the foul territory. All right. It's foul territory, so three balls and one strike. So the runners go back to first and second base. So Jet Deere comes back to the plate here and fouls away the next pitch. The count is at one ball and two strikes. Runners are on at first and second base now. And that last one was a slow roller that was in the foul territory. So Jet Deere comes back to the plate there. High fly ball. It's going to stay in the infield. Jeremy Williams calls for it. And Brown comes in to make the catch at third base. Nearly ran into each other. Adam Brown comes in to make the catch. So now there's two men out. And that's going to bring up McCann next. Connor McCann, the third baseman here for the Tigers. His batting average is sitting at .182 on the season. Connor McCann comes up there for the Tigers, trying to get Doan on the scoreboard here in this ball game. McCann has got eight base hits in 44 trips to the plate. He pops this one up, and it's going to come back toward the screen, and it's going to get out of play. We're located right behind the plate here today, down along the fence. Might have a foul ball in our lap here before we know it. That one is foul. So Connor McCann fouls the first pitch away, and it's no balls and one strike. Runners are on at first and second base. Rivera's down there at second base, and Taylor Mata is down there at first. As Jeremy Williams throws one to the plate, that ball's going to be hit to left field, and that's going to go all the way to the wall out there. It's going to be fielded by Ryan Valdez. One runner's going to come in his score, but it's going to be curved over into foul territory. They say it was a foul down the left field line down there. So McCann is going to come back to the plate. All the way around to the plate was Andres Rivera, but the officials and the home plate umpire says, no, that baby is fouled down there in the left field side. So Connor McCann has to come back to the plate. Runners are on at first and second place here for the Tigers. There's two men out here in the bottom half of the second inning. Jeremy Williams trying to get out of a little bit of a jam here in the second. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes down to McCann. Michael Korsakis, the designated hitter, is scheduled up there next for the Tigers. If McCann can get aboard, one ball and two strikes is the count here as Jeremy Williams will look in for the sign from his catcher, Austin Ashero. For the Broncos, and now a timeout is called here as McCann backs out of that left-hand batter's box. You're listening to Bronco Baseball today here on 1230 KHIS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos Sports. for the 2012-2013 season. There's a high flying ball out there towards center. Ryan Anderson comes on and makes the catch, and the Broncos get out of the inning. Connor McCann flies out to a center field here to end the inning for Doan. So the Tigers, they score no runs in the second inning of play. No runs on no hits. No errors on Hastings, and two men left on base. We have played two complete innings today at the Smith Complex. The score, Hastings 6, Doan nothing.
It's not all that easy being a mom. Luckily, once a year, Mother's Day comes along that makes all her effort worth it, especially when that day comes with a gift from Imperial Jewelers. At Imperial Jewelers, we have special items that will remind your mom how special she is to you and your family. Mother's rings are a perfect gift that include the birthstones of all her children. Lockets, gold bracelets, and gemstone necklaces are also great ideas. Surprise her with a gift this Mother's Day from Imperial Jewelers in downtown Hastings.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
Doan is going to have a new pitcher out there to begin this third inning of play for Hastings College. And coming out there for the Tigers is going to be Jacob McCord. McCord is a 6-foot junior out of Bennington, Nebraska. McCord is going to be a right-hander for the Tigers. So Jacob McCord is up there now for Doan on the hill for the Tigers. As we check his numbers, he's got an ERA of 7.36. No decisions so far this year. He has thrown only 7 1/3 innings for Doan, giving up 10 hits, 10 runs, 6 of those earned, 3 base on balls, and 10 strikeouts. So Hastings College gets to one of the pitchers for Doan. Doan has got probably the deepest pitching staff out of any of the teams that we've got left here in the GPAC Championships. So they can fire them out there one after another. Austin Ashiro comes to the plate here for the Broncos. He lined out to the second baseman his first time up there. He's 0 for 1 so far today. His batting average at .217 on the season. So Brandon Stennis, he doesn't go long. He goes just 2 innings today. Jacob McCord is out there now for the Tigers. He throws a fastball. It's going to be in there. For a strike, 3 balls and 1 strike now to Asheril. Jake Steets would be next. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside, nearly hit him. Austin Asheril goes down to a first base on the play. He gets a walk here in the third inning. Hastings has had base runners quite frequently so far in the ball game. 2 runs, 2 hits in the first inning of play. 4 runs, 4 hits in inning number 2. And now coming out to run at first base for Hastings College is going to be Connor Thomas. So Connor Thomas is on at first. Jake Steets comes to the plate next. He had a single his first time up there. Steets is hitting a clip of .183 so far this season. The Broncos have surprised the second-seeded Tigers here in the opening round of this GPAC Championship. 6-0 is the score. The Broncos looking for more. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is at 1 ball and no strikes to Jake Steets as he bats here in the third inning of play. 13 base hits and 71 trips to the plate so far for Jake Steets. There's a quick throw to first base. That's not in time. Diving back in there for Hastings is Connor Thomas. And the Broncos not a base-stealing threat. They are 12 out of 25 in stealing bases this year. Connor Thomas, he is 2 for 2. He stays put here as a ball comes in there. It's going to be outside for a ball. A fastball that misses from Jacob McCord. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and no strikes here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there. And the count now at 2-1 here to Jake Steets for Hastings College as we bat here in the third inning of play. Steets has got 1 home run so far this year. He's got 16 strikeouts. He's got 4 base on balls. There's a breaking pitch that stays outside for a ball. And the count is sitting at 3 balls and 1 strike. So 3-1 the count here to Jake Steets. Ryan Anderson will follow him, then Ben Reimer. Next pitch is going to be head on the ground, right side of the diamond, fielded there by the second baseman. He goes to second base for one over the first base. That's not going to be in time, or no throw from the shortstop over there covering the bag. So they chop down the lead runner down there at second base. Jake Steets will get aboard on a fielder's choice as Connor Thomas is chopped down at the play. That's a second base for the first out. So now Steets is on at first. Ryan Anderson comes to the plate next. Anderson, he popped one back to the pitcher his first time up there, trying to bunt. He will take a pitch in there for a strike on a fastball. Nothing at one to Ryan Anderson, who started the day with a batting average of 154. Anderson has got 8 base hits and 52 trips to the plate so far this season. He has struck out 15 times. He has walked 9 times. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that sails up high for a ball. And the count here is at 1-1 now to Ryan Anderson for Hastings College with a base runner on at first base. That's Jake Steets. Here's the next pitch. It's going to hit on the ground toward third. Fielded there. He goes to second base for one over the first base. That's in time. Double play. Double play for the Tigers as they execute that one. A 5-4-3 double play, and Doan gets out of the inning. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Hastings 6, Doan nothing.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Did you know there's a new greenhouse opening on April 20th in Kennesaw, Nebraska? They will be offering the finest selection of bedding plants, vegetable plants, and annuals in hanging baskets and planters. Geraniums are their specialty. Located on South Smith in Kennesaw, formerly the Ladybug, is now Digger's Green Thumb. Locally owned and operated, Digger's is open at 9 a.m. 7 days a week. So come see the selection and quality at Digger's Green Thumb in Kennesaw.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball here today on 1230 KHAS for the GPAC Baseball Championships from the Smith Complex. Hastings surprising the second-seeded Doan College Tigers. The score is 6-0 as we head to the bottom half of the third inning. This will be a Michael Korsakis to lead things off for Doan here in this inning. Jeremy Williams comes back out and throws here. Hastings College ran into a little bit of a problem in the last inning, walking the first two guys that he faced, but Hastings gets out of the inning with no damage done, and it's a 6-0 ball game. The Tigers are trailing in the contest. Korsakis has a batting average of .212 on the season. He's batting in the number 9 position here for the Tigers. Doan so far has not gotten to Jeremy Williams with a base hit so far in this ball game. Korsakis now takes a pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. And the count is sitting at 2-1. Korsakis has got 11 base hits and 52 trips to the plate so far this year. Next pitch is going to be fouled down the third baseline. Michael Korsakis has got one home run. He's got 5 RBIs this year. He has walked one time. He has struck out 10 times. And now the count is sitting at 2-2 here to Michael Korsakis for Doan. He's a senior out of Lincoln Southwest, 6'1" for the Tigers. Doan finished the season 29-18 during the regular season. There's a swing and a miss, and he strikes out. Michael Korsakis strikes out in the ball game. The first K delivered there by Jeremy Williams. And now the top of the order comes back up there, and Alex Arkfeld. Arkfeld, he had a base on balls his first time up there. So Jeremy Williams so far has 1 strikeout. He's got 3 walks, and he's not given up any hits so far in this contest. As he throws a pitch, it's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing at one to Alex Arkfeld with the Tigers, batting in the leadoff position here today. He's got 2 home runs. He's got 18 RBIs. As the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's 1-1. Finally, the sun is peeking out here today, trying to warm things up at the Smith Complex for the second day of May. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now two balls and one strike. And Hastings played the Tigers earlier this year in a doubleheader to start off the conference season in Crete. It was a bright, sunshiny day. Temperature was in the 70s that day. Hastings lost a couple of games to the Tigers by the score of 4-2 and 5-1. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone, and it's now two balls and one strike. 2-1 to count. Next pitch by Williams is a fastball that's going to be in there for another strike. So it's two balls and two strikes. There's one man out for the Tigers here in the third. This one's scheduled for 7 here today between Hastings and Doan. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be on the way, and it's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So walk number 4 given up there by Jeremy Williams. Again, there's action down at Duncan Field as well, the regular season champions this year in the GPAC. The Northwestern Red Raiders in action against Dakota Wesleyan today. The next ball game's 30 minutes after the completion of the first ones. Morningside will play Midland here at Smith, and Mount Marty will take on Nebraska Wesleyan over at Duncan Field. Hastings will play their next ball game coming up later on today, depending on how they do here. They'll face either Morningside or Midland in their second ball game. So Arkfeld is your base runner down there at first base. A.J. Spannell is at the plate now for the Tigers. And the pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Arkfeld is down there at first base. So far this year, he's 9 out of 14 in stealing bases as he inches away from the base down there. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball. 2-0 the count. And again, the left-hander in Tyler Stender is warming up down there in the third base bullpen again for the Broncos. Hastings out on top of Doan by a score of 6-0 here this afternoon. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike here to A.J. Spannell. As he bounces here in the third inning of play, base runner is down there at first base. That's Arkfeld. He stays put there with Brent Hermanison holding him on defensively for the Broncos. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a called third. Nope, the second strike there. So two strikes, two balls and two strikes on A.J. Spannell. Home plate umpire was beginning to make that little move there with his right arm, but Spannell has got a count of two balls and two strikes. Jeremy Williams, the left-hander, throwing out there for Hastings with a good look at first base. And here comes the pitch. It's going to be swung on, hit toward right field. It's going to fall in there for a base hit. First base hit of the ball game. Rounding the bag at second, on his way to third. There's the throw at third base. He's in there safely. So Arkfeld taking a chance there. A.J. Spannell, he singles to right field. John LeMaster with a good throw out there. He goes to third baseman Adam Brown, but sliding under the tag was Alex Arkfeld. And running down to second base on the throw is going to be A.J. Spannell. So now Doan has got base runners on at second and third base. There's one man out here in the third inning of play. Now Chris Manning comes to the plate next. Manning, he flew out to center field his first time up there. But Manning has carried a pretty heavy bat for the Tigers this year. His batting average is sitting at .338. That leads the team. He's got three home runs to his credit as well. That also leads the team for the Tigers. A breaking pitch is going to come in there for a strike, nothing and one. Chris Manning has got 62 total bases this year, which is another category that he tops the team in. 11 base on balls, 19 strikeouts for Chris Manning. Trying to get the Tigers on the scoreboard here this afternoon. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit right back to Jeremy Williams on the mound. He goes to first base to get to Chris Manning, and the runners stay put at second and third. That one hit right back to the pitcher's mound. Jeremy Williams on the hop. Grabs that, baby. That's going to be the second out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Alomar Guzman next, the right fielder. So Jeremy Williams has been in trouble in the second and now in the third, but now there's two men out for the Tigers in this third as Alomar Guzman, the right fielder, comes up there next. He had a walk his first time up there as Guzman will bat from the left-hand side. He's a junior out of Manhattan, New York. Transfer kid from Ranger College there in upstate New York. As the pitch comes to the plate here, it's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Ball dug out of the dirt there by Austin Asherow, the catcher for Hastings College. Guzman signaling down to Alex Arkfeld, who's on the bag at third to stay put there. Jeremy Williams working from the stretch with a count of one ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. That's two balls and no strikes now to Guzman. Alomar Guzman. He has got 16, actually 28 base hits and 110 trips to the plate so far this year with the Tigers. He's ahead on the count now with 2 balls and 0 strikes. Next pitch is going to be laid in there. It's going to be outside for a ball, 3-0 the count. Andres Rivera would be next. Guzman so far this year with 10 walks. He has struck out only 2 times with the Tigers. Williams working from the stretch. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. 3 balls and 1 strike. The check that Guzman has struck out 21 times so far this year. He's got 10 walks. The count is sitting at 3 balls and 1 strike. Guzman is the number 4 hitter in the batting order here for the Tigers. Hastings trying to get out of the inning. There's a ground ball right side. It's fielded there by Hermanison. He flips the ball over to first base, and they've got him at first base. Covering the bag was Williams. That play was close over there as Hermanison goes to his right, fields the ball, and underhands it to Williams, who was a little slow in getting over there, but they got the job done as Guzman is thrown out on the play at first base. Hastings with no damage done here in the third inning as Doan scores no runs on 1 base hit, no errors, and let's see, 2 men left on the base pads. We go to the top of the fourth inning now with the score, Hastings 6, Doan nothing.
The root of success at Custom Pack is the time-tested tradition of conscientious, hard-working men and women applying their expertise to get you the perfect cut. Having the control of locally sourced meats, the safety of modern technology, and cutting when the time is right, you get meat that just tastes better, the way it should taste. The best products and service you can trust. Visit Custom Pack in Hastings.
Maybe you have aging parents who wished you lived a little closer. Somewhere you could be more a part of their life and they of yours. Somewhere they wouldn't have the house to take care of and could make a lot of new friends. Have more freedom to do what they want. So when you say, how about getting together, they say, we'll have to check our schedule. This is what Senior Living at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village can provide. Call us at Hastings Village and let us help you begin that conversation. View our services on the web at good-sam.com.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to the G-Back Baseball Championships here today on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College out on top of Doan by the score of 6-0 as the Broncos will come to bat here in inning number 4. This one's scheduled for 7 here today. And up to the plate for Hastings will be Ben Reimer to begin this fourth inning. Reimer, he had a base on balls his first time up there. That was back in the second. Came around to score one of the 4 runs that Hastings plated. There's a ball that's going to be hit to left field, and that's going to fall in there for a base hit. A little blooper out to left is fielded there by Alex Arkfeld for Doan, and Hastings has their 7th base hit of the ball game. So Hastings, a team that has really struggled offensively all season long. They came into this ball game today with a batting average of only .230 as a team, and Hastings has hammered out 7 base hits so far in this ball game against Doan with one of the better pitching staffs in the conference. Ben Reimer's now on the board at first base as Gabe Salas comes to the plate next. Salas with a walk and a single so far. As the throw goes over to first base, that's not going to be in time. Diving back in there is Ben Reimer. Reimer in stealing bases so far this year has not attempted one. He takes a good lead down there now at first base for Hastings as Salas lays down a bunt foul territory. So the count is at 1 ball and 1 strike here to Gabe Salas. Ryan Valdez will follow him, and then Brent Hermanison. Hastings so far with the 7 base hits in the contest. Doan has got 1. The Broncos have had a base runner in each inning so far. Ben Reimer's on the bag at first base now for Hastings College. Holding him on there for Doan is Chris Manning. The pitcher is Jacob McCord for the Tigers. He's on in relief of Brandon Stennis, who got the start for the Tigers today, and he lasted just 2 innings. The next pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 1 ball and 1 strike here to Gabe Salas for Hastings College. Salas leads the team in runs scored, leads the team in RBIs. He's got 20 runs scored. He's got 14 RBIs. Salas has been to the plate 119 times so far this year. The pitch is outside. There goes the runner. And the throw down there. Reimer tries to hurdle the shortstop, and he's going to be tagged out of the play. Reimer was slow getting off of the base pads there, and they had him thrown out easily at the second base, so he's retired in the play. 2-6, officially, as the shortstop was covering the bag. Reimer tries to hurdle a man down there at second base, but he is tagged out, and Hastings now has the ball hit right back to the pitcher. He underhands it to first base, and it's going to be in time as McCord goes over to Manning. So Gabe Salas is retiring the play from pitcher to first. Now Ryan Valdez comes up there next. Valdez, he has reached on a fielder's choice, and he has reached on a single. He has scored two runs so far today for Hastings College in this number two spot. Ryan Valdez playing out in left field for Hastings defensively comes to the plate for the third time here today. First time against McCord. And the pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to Ryan Valdez, who starts today with a batting average of 143 on the season. A couple of base hits in 14 trips to the plate. Two balls and no strikes here to Ryan Valdez as Jacob McCord works quickly, and he throws a pitch inside and beats him. Ryan Valdez is hit by a pitch. So he heads down to first base in the play. Broncos with two men out here in the inning. And that's going to bring up Brent Hermanison next. Hermanison so far today, 2-for-2. He has scored a run. He's got two RBIs. So Hermanison comes up there for Hastings College here in the fourth inning with a bench runner out at first. That's Ryan Valdez. So Brent Hermanison, who was the GPAC Player of the Week a couple of weeks ago, continues to swing the heavy bat here for the Broncos. Hermanison, the sophomore out of Golden, Colorado. And here comes the pitch in there from McCord. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner at the knees. And Hermanison is behind the count of no balls and one strike. John LeMaster will follow him. Down there at first base is Ryan Valdez, a pretty good-sized lead over there. Manning will hold him on defensively for Doan. He stays put as the next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and two to Brent Hermanison. Hermanison has struck out 16 times so far this year. He has walked 12 times. He's behind in the count here. No balls and two strikes in the top half of the fourth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside, and a swing and a miss. He strikes out. Runner was going on the pitch. That was Ryan Valdez, but it doesn't make any difference. As Brent Hermanison, a rare strikeout there. And the first strikeout for Jacob McCord since coming on in that last inning. Hastings, they scored no runs here in the fourth inning. No runs on no hits, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth now with a score. Hastings, 6, no nothing.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or, what if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Smith Complex here today. Hastings College and Doan in the first round of the GPAC Baseball Championships. Jeremy Williams is going to live to see another inning here. Williams has wiggled his way out of the second. He's wiggled his way out of the third. And now he'll try his luck here in inning number four. Doan so far has got only one base hit in the ballgame. That occurred in the last inning with A.J. Spannell, the number two guy in the batting order. This is Andres Rivera coming to the plate first. With the Tigers in the fourth, and he gets ahead on the count of two balls and no strikes. Williams has managed to get the job done so far today, although he's fallen behind a lot of his hitters in this ball game today. And he falls behind here at three balls and no strikes. Rivera, he walked his first time up there. It's Andres Rivera, who's batting from the right-hand side, working against the left-handed throwing Jeremy Williams here today. Rivera started the day with a batting average of 304, and he takes a strike here. 3-1 the count. Rivera's on his way down to first base. He's called back with the home plate umpire. So 38 base hits and 125 trips to the plate for Rivera this season. He's walked 14 times. He has struck out 26 times. There's a pitch down low for a ball, and he walks him. So another walk given up here. Williams gave up a walk in the first inning of play. Had two walks in the second. Had one in the third. So that's five walks now given up by Jeremy Williams here in this contest. Now coming to the plate is going to be Taylor Mata next. Mata, a left-handed hitter. He takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. And again, another inning, and Tyler Stender is up and throwing in the Bronco bullpen down there in the third base side. Andres Rivera taking his lead down there at first base for the Tigers. There's the next pitch, a fastball. He finally finds the strike zone there. And Mata is now even up on the count of one ball and one strike. Taylor Mata with a 303 batting average. He's got 27 base hits and 89 trips to the plate so far this year for the Tigers. 10 base on balls, 13 strikeouts. Here's the ball hit to the right side, fielded there at second. Goes over to Salas at shortstop for one over the first base. Not in time. The ball gets away from Hermanison, but staying put is going to be Mata. So Ben Reimer makes the play on the ball there at second base. He gets it over to Salas against the lead run down there at second base, but that's all they're going to get as the return throw over to first base was not in time and got away momentarily there from Hermanison, but staying at first base is going to be Mata. There's one man out now for Doan here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Jet Deer comes to the plate next. So Jet Deer, 10 for 37 from the plate, comes to the plate next. He's got a batting average of 270. One man out. Mata is your base runner down there at first base for the Tigers. Deer bats from the left-hand side. Williams looks at first base and throws a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Jet Deer. He'll be followed up by Connor McCann and Michael Korsakis. If Doan can get something going here in this fourth inning of play. Jeremy Williams again working from the stretch. Next pitch is swung on and foul tap. And the count is at no balls and two strikes here to Deer. He has walked four times so far this year. He has struck out seven times. Hastings will play again today later on. If they win, they will play at 4 o'clock against the winner of the Morningside and the Midland ball game. If they lose, they'll play at 7 o'clock tonight against the loser of that ball game. Both games would be at Duncan Field. Jet Deer waiting here on the next pitch from Jeremy Williams. Here's the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. And a strike out as Jet Deer goes down. Big pitch there by Williams. That's only his second strikeout of the ball game, so he has struck out two. He has walked five so far. Has given up only one base hit. Connor McCann comes up there next. McCann, he flew out to center field his first time up there. Started the day with a batting average of 182. McCann is playing at third base today for the Tigers. There's two men out now for Doan. There's a throw over the first base. That's not in time. Now the Tigers have a courtesy runner over there. That's Zach Kuchera. Kuchera, a freshman out of Waverly, is running for Taylor Mata, the catcher. So Kuchera takes his lead down there. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. McCann nearly pulled the trigger on that one. No balls and one strike here to Connor McCann. He is batting in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Connor McCann is number 8 in the batting order here for the Tigers. And here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike. Letter high around the edge of the outside portion of the plate, and the count is at one ball and one strike down to Connor McCann here for the Tigers. McCann, batting average of 182, 8 base hits so far this year. There's number 9 right there as he sends that one to right field, picked up by John the Master. So a base hit there, the second one of the ball game for the Tigers. Kuchera heads down to the bag at second base now for Doan. Connor McCann is on at first, and now the number 9 hitter in the batting order comes up there. As Michael Korsakis. Sakis is the designated hitter in this ball game. He's got 11 base hits and 52 trips to the plate. He's got three doubles to his credit. He's got one home run, five RBIs. Doan as a team has hit 15 home runs so far this year. And a pitch to the plate is going to be in there for a strike on Michael Korsakis. Nothing and one to Michael. He struck out his first time up there. You're listening to the GPAC Baseball Championships today here on 1230 KHIS. We're at the Smith Complex, and a windy one at that today. Smith Complex for day number one of this tournament. Here's the next ball. It's going to be popped up. It's going to come over here. It's going to be fielded there by the catcher as Austin Ashero makes the play on the ball, and Hastings gets out of the inning. Over into foul territory as Austin Ashero comes over here to make the grab, and the inning is over for Doan. They score no runs on no hits. Or actually, one base hit for Doan in that inning. No errors on Hastings, and two men left on the base pads. We go to the top of the fifth inning now with a score. Hastings 6, Doan nothing.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
We realize that once a customer picks out the chair they want or the new sofa, that they can't enjoy that new purchase until we complete our service. And our service involves setting that exact item where they want it, moving the other items in their house.
That's Michael Bruce of Bruce Furniture, and the topic is free delivery and the uncanny additional service that goes along with it when you buy it, Bruce Furniture.
When we go out to a customer's house, our goal is to leave that house in better shape than when we arrive.
We take the term delivery service at its word. We believe it's a big service part of what we do. Maybe it involves we take it away to the auction for them, and we'll take care of all the paperwork. Maybe instead they want to donate that used item to a favorite charity. We can take care of that as well.
And to think it all starts with salespeople in the store who actually listen to what you need. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
And this is all a service that we provide at no cost to the customer.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings batting here in the fifth inning. John LeMaster, Adam Brown, Austin Ashero coming up here. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order for the Broncos. Hastings has the lead by a score of 6-0. There's a ground ball left side. It's picked up there by the shortstop. He goes to first base, and that's going to be just in time. John LeMaster unable to beat out the infield single there. Jed Deere makes the play on the ball there in shorts for Doan as he gets over to Chris Manning to record the outs. That one, again, was close down there at first base. Adam Brown comes up there next. Brown, he is 0 for 2 so far today. He has struck out, and he is also grounded out, so he's 0 for 2. Started the day with a batting average of .286. If you're just joining us, Hastings jumped on the Tigers early. They scored two runs in the first inning of play, and then four more in the second. Doan has had plenty of chances. They've had base runners in the second, third, and the fourth, but did not score. Tigers with only two base hits in the ball game. Neither team has committed an error yet. Hastings is out to hit the Tigers 7-2. Adam Brown is behind in the count here. Had no balls and two strikes as he bats in the fifth inning. Jacob McCord is on in relief of Brandon Stennis, who got to start today for Doan. Stennis only threw two innings today. Gave up six runs, two walks, and a strikeout. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and the count is at one ball and two strikes. A breaking pitch just misses. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes. So one and two, the count here to Adam Brown. Next pitch is going to be fouled away here at the plate. So the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Seven base hits for Hastings so far in the ball game. But they have not had one since, the third inning? No, they had one last inning. Ben Reimer had one. So six base hits given up by Stennis and one by McCord as the next pitch is thrown back to the screen here. They're fouled back to the screen. One ball and two strikes to Adam Brown. Austin Ashero is due up there next. Adam Brown is waiting on the pitch here. One ball and two strikes with one bat out here in the inning. There's a ground ball toward third. Fielded there. Bobbled. Picks it up. Throws it to first base. That's going to be in time. Connor McCann down here at third base. Catching Adam Brown across the diamond. McCann juggled that baby a little bit as it goes ricocheting off of his chest, but he stays on it. He gets Adam Brown thrown out at the first base. Austin Ashero comes to the plate next for Hastings College. He lined to the second baseman his first time up there, then had a baseline balls in inning number three. So he's 0 for 1 officially as he fouls away this first pitch into the dugout here on the first base side, occupied by Doan here this afternoon. Tigers, the home team on the scoreboard here today, despite the fact that Hastings College is hosting the GPAC Championships here today, as the next pitch is going to be down low, a little bit outside for a ball. And the count is sitting at one ball and one strike. The next teams are starting to show up. Morningside and Midland, they will play in the second ball game here at Smith. Northwestern is playing Dakota Wesleyan at Duncan Field here today in the first ball game there. And then they'll have a second ball game down there as well. 30 minutes after the completion of that one, that will pit Mount Marty up against Nebraska Wesleyan. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count, here's at three balls and one strike now to Austin Ashero. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So a baseline ball is given up there by the pitcher for Doan, Jacob McCord. And now Hastings will have a bunch runner. That's going to be Connor Thomas coming out there at first base to run. So Connor Thomas is on the base pads now at first base. Jake Steets will come to the plate next for Hastings. Steets had a single in the second inning of play. Came around to score a run. Reached on a fielder's choice in inning number three. There's a throw over the first base. Not in time as Connor Thomas is back in there. Hastings out on top of Doan today. The score is 6-0 here in the GPAC Baseball Championships. Next pitch is going to be popped up down the line in right field. That's going to curve over the foul territory. And the count is sitting at no balls and one strike now on Jake Steets. Steets started the day with a batting average of 183 here for Hastings College. McCord looks over at first base, pitches at the plate. There's a slow roller fielded there by McCann at third. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time, and the inning is over as Steets is retired in the play from third to first. Hastings scores no runs in the fifth inning of play. No runs on no hits. No errors, one man left on base. And we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning with a score. Hastings College 6, Doan nothing.
Can you imagine how awesome it would be to live in a community with no substance abuse? That's the vision of the Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention Coalition, or better known as ASAP.
Hi, my name is Scott Stemper, and I'm the executive director of ASAP. We're a nonprofit organization that serves Adams, Clay, Knuckles, and Webster counties. ASAP partners with agencies and school districts in these communities to help change the attitudes and raise awareness of the dangers of substance abuse. Our mission is to prevent the abuse of alcohol and other substances through information, education, and the support of the recovery community, and with social policy change. ASAP offers resources such as a free lending library, recovery store, and we also can refer those in need of drug evaluations to counseling specialists. ASAP offers drug classes for teenagers 18 and under. If you have a need or for information on how you can get involved, please call us at 402-463-0524 or visit us on the web at asap-ne.org.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Wendy Smith Complex here today for the GPAC Baseball Championships on 1230 KHAS. I'll tell you, the winds are not going down any either. Hastings out on top of Doan. The score is 6-0 as the Tigers come up to the plate here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Jeremy Williams continues to throw out there for Hastings College. This is Alex Arkfeld coming up there first for the Tigers. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's now one ball and one strike here to Arkfeld. He's the left fielder for Doan. He's walked a couple of times so far in the ball game. There's a swing and a foul tap here at the plate now. Setting it one ball and one strike officially on Alex Arkfeld. Williams has got two strikeouts in the ball game. He has walked five guys. He has given up two base hits. Doan has had base runners in the first, second, third, and fourth. So they had a base runner in each inning so far. There's a high fly ball out toward right field. John McMaster across the line, and he can't make the catch. It's going to be in foul territory. That was just foul, as McMaster tried to make the catch out there in right field and could not do it. So Alex Arkfeld will come back to the plate here with the Tigers. Doan 29-18 during the regular season. They finished 14-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, finishing in second place in the conference race this year behind regular season champion Northwestern. Arkfeld has a count here of one ball and two strikes here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch by Williams. It's going to be down low for a ball, and the count is now two balls and two strikes. The Great Plains Athletic Conference with two postseason berths as far as the NAIA National Tournament is concerned. Northwestern is locked up one, and the winner of this tournament also will receive one. There's a high fly ball toward left, and it's going to be grabbed there by Ryan Valdez. Alex Arkfeld, he flies out to left fielder Valdez for the first out of the inning. That's going to bring up A.J. Spannell next. A.J. Spannell wears number 9 on that black jersey there for the Tigers. He starts the day with a batting average of .326 in the season. He's the second leading hitter in the ball club here for Doan. So far today, he's hit into a double play, and he has singled once. He's 1-for-2, and he takes a pitch there for a strike. Nothing and one to A.J. Spannell. He's got 46 base hits and 141 trips to the plate. There's a ground ball. That's going to get through there for a base hit. Coming in, charging from the left field and grabbing the ball is going to be Valdez. So A.J. Spannell, he gets aboard for his second base hit of the ball game. That's going to bring up Chris Manning next. Manning is the center fielder. Actually, Manning is the first baseman. He flew out to center field his first time up there. And he went back to the pitcher in inning number 3. So he's 0-for-2 today. Starts the day with a batting average of .338. He is the leading hitter in the ball club for Doan. He's also got 46 base hits on the season here, including 3 home runs. Now Williams again will try to wiggle out of a jam here. There's a high fly ball towards center. Dancing out there and grabbing the ball as the center fielder for Hastings. That's going to be Ryan Anderson. Now the ball comes back to the infielder running down to second base on the play. There's going to be Spannell, and he's going to be in there safely. Ryan Anderson catches the ball out there on Chris Manning's high fly ball. He got it back to the infield, and it got away from the infield for Hastings. Fielded there by the catcher for the Broncos, Ashero, who fires it down to second base, but a head-first slide, and Spannell is down there to second base. That's going to bring up Alomar Guzman next for the Tigers. There's two men out now as A.J. Spannell is aboard down there at second base. Guzman will bat here from the left-hand side. Works against the lefty on the hill for Hastings. That's Jeremy Williams. And there's another pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. And Alomar Guzman, Andres Rivera would be next. Broncos looking to get out of the inning here with no damage done. Two men out in the inning with a base runner on at second base. Jeremy Williams' next pitch to the plate is going to be down low for a ball. Ashero scoops that one out of the dirt here at the Smith Complex. And the count is at one ball and one strike. Two base hits for the Tigers so far in the ball game. They've been out hit by Hastings College 7-2. Broncos have the lead here in the opening ball game of the GPAC Championships. They've got a 6-0 advantage here over Doan. Jeremy Williams waiting, and now a timeout's going to be called here as Alomar Guzman will back out of the batter's box. If Hastings goes on to win this ball game today, they will play at 4 o'clock, and A.J. Fruchtel, the product out of Grand Island, is expected to get the start. If the Broncos drop this one, we'll see John LeMaster in the contest here today. There's a ground ball to second. Ben Reimer has got it. He goes to first base, and the inning is over. Alomar Guzman is retired in the play from second to first. So Doan scores no runs on a base hit. No errors. One man left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning when the score Hastings 6. Doan nothing.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
This morning, I heard my mom's favorite song on the radio. It made me think of all the great times we've shared and how she's always been there for me. Thinking about her made me smile. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Show Mom how special she is by sending her a bright spring bouquet or a beautiful blooming plant from Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers, and happy Mother's Day from everyone at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings. You know, I can always count on Mom and Bob Sass Flowers.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos Sports for the 2012-2013 season. We're at the Smith Complex here today for the GPAC Championships. Hastings in the opening ball game, leading second-seeded Doan by a score of 6-0. Ryan Anderson will come out here for Hastings in the top half of the sixth inning. He'll be followed up by Ben Reimer and Gabe Salas. Jacob McCord continues to work out there for the Doan College Tigers. He's working in his fourth inning of relief since coming on for the starter today. And Brandon Stennis, who went just two innings, he gave up six runs, two walks, a strikeout, and six base hits. The count here at the plate is at 1-1. The next pitch is going to be hit toward right field. It's going to curve over into foul territory. Giving chase out there is Alomar Guzman, and he can't come up with it. Hastings so far with six runs, seven hits, and they do have one error in the ballgame. Doan has got no runs on three base hits and no errors. Jim Bovey still down there in the third base coaching box. Still with a hoodie on here today with his baseball helmet. Blake Marquardt down there on the first base side. Next pitch is going to be a called third strike, and he is out of there. Ryan Anderson strikes out. A called third strike. That's going to be strikeout number two in the ball game for Jacob McCord. And that's going to bring up Ben Reimer next. Reimer, a walk and a single so far today, so he's been on base both times he's been up there. He has scored a run, and he will take a pitch in there for a strike, nothing at one on the breaking pitch on Ben Reimer. Start of the day with a batting average of 154. Gabe Salas is due up there next. Next pitch is going to be hit to left field, coming on and making a diving grab. Did he hang on to it? I think he did. Yes, nice grab out there in left field by Arkfield. Alex Arkfield moves to his left over in left center. He makes a diving grab on the ball. The base umpire goes out to make sure he hangs on to the ball. He did, and Ben Reimer is retired on the play. And a nice catch out there by Arkfield, the left fielder for Doan. That's going to bring up now the top of the order for Hastings and Gabe Salas. Salas, he has walked, he has singled, and he has grounded out so far here in the ballgame. He's up there for the fourth time here today in the sixth inning as he takes a strike here. Nothing and one to Gabe Salas. Ryan Valdez would follow him. McCord working from the stretch with nobody on the base pads. There's a ground ball towards second. Fielded there by Spandle. He goes over to first base, and the Broncos go down in order here in the sixth inning of play. Hastings with no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth now with a score. Hastings 6, Doan nothing.
Ah, would you listen to that? A steady whir of a bustling household.
I didn't do that.
Maybe right now would be a good time for... That's right, a Pepsi. Knock, knock. Who's home? Refreshment.
Coming.
Sorry, can't talk. My mouth's filled with... Maybe we should put the blinds down and dance.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe definitely. This is like throwing a house party, but only inviting Pepsi and yourself. The Joneses have never had a taste like this.
Your dad's home. Cool, it's game night.
Oh, yeah.
for now.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball here today on 1230 KHIS. Hastings with the lead over Doan. The score is 6-0. As we go up to the bottom half of the second, sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here today between the Tigers and the Broncos. Doan, the home team. Andres Rivera comes up there and he takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. Boy, Doan as a team, 268 was their batting average on the season. This is one of the more potent teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but Hastings has had their number here today. Jeremy Williams is throwing a pretty good ball game as he throws the next pitch, and Andres Rivera goes around and swings and misses. No balls and two strikes. Here's the next one. Swung on, popped up, is going to get out of play. The guy remains at no balls and two strikes. Rivera so far today has walked. In fact, he's walked a couple of times. 5 walks in the ball game for Williams, and there's a pitch that just misses outside. One ball and two strikes here to Andres Rivera. 38 base hits and 125 trips to the plate for Rivera on the season. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's a little check swing there. Did not go around with it. They appeal down to the base umpire. He says no. So the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 strikeouts for Jeremy Williams. 5 walks, 3 base hits for the Tigers. He is staked out to a 6-0 lead. Here's the next pitch, going to be fouled. Third base side. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody has scored since the second inning. Hastings scored 2 runs in the first inning. They scored 4 more in the second. And that is it. It's a 6-0 ball game. Here's the next pitch by Williams. It's going to be outside for another ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Doan has had base runners in every inning so far. They've had a man around to third base only 1 time. That was in the third. Here comes the next pitch by Williams. It's going to be popped up. It's going to get out of play on the first base side. And the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes here to Andres Rivera for Doan. Taylor Mono will follow him. Rivera is a sophomore from Galveston College. He came to Crete from Puerto Rico. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field. John LeMaster giving chase out there, and he can't come up with it. Wave foul. The guy remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Again, the wind is blowing in on the hitters here this afternoon. That's probably a good thing. It's a much smaller ballpark than we're normally accustomed to at Duncan Field here at the Smith Complex. 330 down the lines. 374 to the power alleys, about 380 out to straightaway center field. Here's the next pitch, fouled back to the screen right in front of us. And the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings played a lot of their games last year here at the Smith Complex when they had to resod the infield at Duncan Field there a couple of years ago. They did that. They play a lot of their JV action out here. And there's the next pitch. He can be onside for a ball, and he walks him. So the 6th walk of the ball game going up by Jeremy Williams. Taylor Mata comes up there next. Taylor Mata has reached base a couple of times here on a fielder's choice. Here comes the pitch by Jeremy Williams to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. So Rivera is your base runner down there at first. He is 16 out of 22 in stealing bases this year. He's a leading base stealing threat. He stays put now. There's the ball hit the right field. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up by John LeMaster out there around the bag. It's second on his way to third is going to be Rivera. And now Doan has got runners on at first and third base. So Rivera moves along to third. Taylor Mata gets aboard here for the Tigers. Now he's going to be run for over there at the first base. Coming on to run for him for Doan is going to be, we'll double check that. 15 is what it appeared. They don't have him on the roster. But a base hit by Taylor Mata. That's going to be the 4th base hit of the ball game here for Doan. And Hastings has got some relievers warming up. Tyler Stender has been down there a couple of times warming up for Hastings. Jed Deere comes to the plate next. Deere is 0-for-2 so far today. He's flown out once. He's struck out once. There's a base hit to right field. That's a base hit and a run scores. So back-to-back singles now as Alex Andres Rivera comes in to score, making a 6-1 ball game. Base runner moves down to second base on the play. Jed Deere is on at first. And now, let's see, Jeremy Williams will continue to work out there as Connor McCann. This looks like a possibility. Maybe Addison Ives, your closer for Hastings, might be warming up down there. We'll see. Connor McCann comes to the plate next. He is 1-for-2 so far today. A little bunt laid down in front of the plate, fielded there by Williams. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Catches Connor McCann, so the sacrifice works as McCann is thrown out on the play from pitcher to first. And moving up on the play, we've got base runners at second and third base. And now coming to the plate, we're going to have Kuchera is going to come to the plate. He is going to bat here in the sixth inning. So Zach Kuchera comes to the plate next for the Tigers. His batting average at 194 on the season. He got 6 base hits and 31 trips to the plate. He bats here for the designated hitter, Korsakis, with runners on at second and third base. There's one man out here in the inning and one run in for Doan as the pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to Zach Kuchera. Bats from the right-hand side here for the Tigers. Kuchera has got 6 base hits and 31 trips to the plate. One home run to his credit, 6 RBIs. Chance to do some damage here with runners on at second and third base. Next pitch to the plate is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. 1-1 the count. Kuchera has walked 4 times so far this year. He has struck out 9 times. I would imagine if he gets aboard, we'll see Addison Ives, who's down there in the third base bullpen. There's the next pitch to the plate. He'll be in there for a strike. It's now 1-2. Jeremy Williams continues to wiggle out of problems here today. Although he's only allowed a couple of base hits in the ballgame, Doan has had plenty of chances in this contest. Kuchera is now looking at a count of 1-2. Williams comes set on the mound. Here comes the next one. Swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. Big strikeout there for Jeremy Williams. An outside fastball, and Kuchera goes down. That strikeout number, let's see, he's got 3 strikeouts now in the ball game for Jeremy Williams. Now there's 2 men out, and Doan will set up to the plate next. Alex Arkfeld. He is 0-for-1 so far today. He has walked a couple of times. Alex Arkfeld trying to get another run on the scoreboard here for the Tigers. It's a 6-1 ball game. Hastings has the lead. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Arkfeld has walked twice, and he's flown out to left field in his 3 trips to the plate so far this year in this ball game for the Tigers. Started the day with a batting average of .261. Bats from the right-hand side. Next pitch by Williams is another fastball and nicks the outside corner for a strike. That's now 1-1 here to Alex Arkfeld. Doan with 1 run in so far here in this inning on a couple of base hits. Jeremy Williams looking for the sign here from Austin Ashro. He's got it, comes set on the mound, looks over his shoulder, and he pops this one up. It's going to stay in the infield. Over there is going to be Ben Reimer. Now he's on the edge of the outfield. Grass, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Arkfeld, he flies out to the second baseman, Ben Reimer. And Hastings, minimal damage done here in this sixth inning of play. Doan scores 1 run on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings. 2 men left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning with a score. Hastings 6, Doan 1.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Every Thursday night is pizza night at the VFW in Hastings. Piping hot made-to-order pizza with your favorite toppings, or carry out a take-and-bake pizza and have your pizza at home. Every Thursday night from 5:30 to 8 at the VFW in Hastings, located at 1053 South Wabash and open to the public.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings trying to pull off the first upset of the GPAC championships here today. The 7th-seeded Broncos, the 2nd-seeded Doane College Tigers today. And Hastings has really controlled this ball game. Hastings out on top by a score of 6-1. Broncos batting here now in the top half of the 7th inning. And coming to the plate for Hastings, we will see numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order to face the Tigers. And Jacob McCord, who stays out there for Doane. One ball and one strike here to Ryan Valdez in the 7th. He was hit by a pitch his last time up there. And now he takes a strike here on the outside corner. The count is sitting at 1-2 here to Ryan Valdez. Hastings scoring 2 runs in the first inning of play, 4 in the second. There's a tapper down the line at 3rd, foul territory. Hastings went down in order in the 6th inning. Had 4 batters come to the plate in the 5th inning and had a base on balls. Had a hit batter in the 4th inning of play. And also had a man reach on a fielder's choice in the 3rd. So they have not had a whole lot of chances here since he's plated 4 runs in the 2nd inning. There's a ground ball hit to the left side. It's fielded there at 3rd base. And on his knees at 3rd base, he throws it across the diamond. That's going to be in time. Nice play there by Connor McCann. McCann fields that one at 3rd base. He stays on his knees and throws it across the diamond to record the out. So Ryan Valdez is thrown out into play. A nice play there by Connor McCann at 3rd for the Doane College Tigers. Now Brent Hermanison comes up there next. Hermanison had a double his first time up there in the 1st inning. Had a 2-run single in the 2nd. And he struck out in the 4th. So he is 2-for-3 so far today. Hermanison leads the team in batting average at .344. He will take a strike here, 0-1 to Brent Hermanison for Hastings. Broncos have the lead. We're in the final inning here. We're in the 7th inning at the Smith Complex in Hastings. 6-1. Hastings out on top. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside, a fastball that misses. Down low, 1-1 the count. Don LeMaster would be next, and then Adam Brown. Hastings wins this ball game. We'll have another one for you later on this afternoon, beginning at 4 o'clock at Duncan Field against the winner of the next game coming up between Morningside or Midland. If Hastings should drop this game, we'll have a 7 o'clock ball game tonight at Duncan with a pregame show at 6:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Next pitch by McCord is going to be outside for a ball. And the count is now at 3-1 to Brent Hermanison. John LeMaster in the on-deck circle in front of the Bronco dugout down here in the third base side. Jacob McCord, there's a ground ball towards short. It's going to be fielded there. He gets it over to first base. That's going to be in time. So Jet Deere makes a play on the ball there at short. And Hermanison is thrown out on the play. So 2-up, 2-down for the Broncos here in the 7th. That's going to bring up John LeMaster next. LeMaster, he had a single in the 1st inning of play to score a run. LeMaster also flew out to a right field in inning number 2 and also grounded out once. So he is 1-for-3 so far today. LeMaster started the day with a batting average of .207. He will take a pitch down low for a ball here. 1-0. Here comes the next one. That's going to be hit toward right field, giving chase. It's going to be Guzman. That's way over in their foul territory. The count is sitting at 1-1. Doane was the preseason choice to win the Great Plains Athletic Conference this season. By the coaches earlier this year, they actually finished in 2nd place behind Northwestern. There's a high fly ball. It's going to stay here in the infield. The shortstop, Deer, calls for it, and the Broncos go down in order here in the seventh and final inning. So Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Last chance here for the Tigers. It is Doan out on top. Actually, Hastings out on top of Doan. The score is 6-1.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of Doan. The score is 6-1. The Tigers with four base hits so far in this ball game. And now they come in here in the seventh inning and needing five runs to force some extra innings here today as Jeremy Williams continues to throw for Hastings College. Doan will have the meat of the order coming up here. 2, 3, and 4 in their batting order. E.J. Spannell coming up here to begin the Doan half of the seventh inning. There's the ball hit over the head of the second baseman, Reimer, in the right field. Picked up there by LeMaster. And the Tigers have a base runner. That's their fifth hit of the ball game here as E.J. Spannell gets aboard in the seventh inning. And that's going to bring up Chris Manning next. Manning is the first baseman. He is 0-for-3 so far today. He's flown out twice to center field, and he has hit one back to the pitcher. Addison Ives is warming up for Hastings for the second straight inning down in the Bronco bullpen down there in the third base side. Here's an attempted bunt here, and it's fouled away by Manning. First base side, just got a little piece of that one. The guy's had no balls and one strike. Midland plays Morningside here in the second ball game here today at Smith. Northwestern is playing Dakota Wesleyan down at Duncan Field today. That game is going on right now. Mount Marty is taking on Nebraska Wesleyan in the second game at Duncan today. There's a high fly ball again toward center field. Ryan Anderson is going to make the catch. So three times today, Chris Manning has flown out to center field. Ryan Anderson makes the catch for the first out. Another seventh inning. Alomar Guzman coming up there next. Guzman so far today has walked once. He's hit one back to the first baseman, and he has hit one to second base. He is 0-for-2 today. Hastings just 2 outs away from recording the first upset of the GPAC championship here today. Guzman comes in here. He'll bat from the left-hand side. Here's a pitch that's going to be down low for a ball. So one ball and no strikes to Guzman. He started the day with a batting average of .255. Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHIS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Sports for the 2012-2013 season. High fly ball again, shallow left field across the foul line as Brown can't make the catch. Adam Brown trying to get over there for Hastings College, could not make the catch in foul territory. So the count is going to be at one ball and one strike. In the other ball game, Dakota Wesleyan and Northwestern, they are all tied up at 3 runs apiece. They're headed to the eighth inning, so they're in extra innings. Extra innings at Duncan Field today. Dakota Wesleyan trying to pull up on an upset as well. 3-3 is the score there. They're tied up with the conference champs, Northwestern Red Raiders. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And the count is sitting at 1-2 now. 1-2 the count here to Alomar Guzman for the Doan College Tigers. Andres Rivera will be up there next. There's the ball that's going to be ripped to right field, and going over is going to be John LeMaster. They're going back as the second baseman, Ben Reimer. He makes the catch as a throw back to first base. That's not in time. The master was coming over, but Ben Reimer goes out there to make the catch for Hastings College. Now there's two men out here in the inning. And Andres Rivera comes up there next. Rivera, he has walked three times so far today. Scored a run back there in the sixth inning. Hastings just one out away from recording an upset here in the opening round of the GPAC Baseball Championships. Andres Rivera, the center fielder, is up there next for Doan. Man is on at first base. That's A.J. Spannell. Jeremy Williams trying to finish things off here for the Broncos. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away on the first base side. Williams came in with a batting average. Actually, Williams came in with a overall record of 3 wins and 5 losses on the season. Trying to pick up a complete game victory here today. For Hastings College, this will be a big one. Williams comes set on the hill. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be a fastball inside. And the count is sitting at 1-1 here to Andres Rivera. Two men out for the Tigers in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Hastings College has got the lead this afternoon by a score of 6-1. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that's going to stay outside for a ball. And it is 2-1. Now we've got to... We've got Addison Ives just looking on down there in the third base bullpen. There's a high fly ball again. It's going to come over here on the first base side, going over toward the fence. Unable to get there is Brent Hermanison. Ives have been warming up there just in case for Hastings. He's just looking on right now down there in the third base bullpen. 2-2 here to Andres Rivera. Taylor Mata would be next if Rivera can get aboard here to keep this thing alive for Doan. They got a base runner at first base. That's A.J. Spannell, but there's two men out. Here comes the next pitch. Oh, boy, that just misses on the outside corner. 3-2. We're located right behind the plate here at field level, and that baby just misses. 3-2 here to Andres Rivera with the base runner on at first base. Hastings just a strike away from picking up a win here. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be out in left field. It's going to be in foul territory. Brown goes out there, and Brown makes it to catch, and Hastings wins the ball game. Andres Rivera fouls out to the third baseman, Adam Brown, and the ball game is over. Hastings College wins this baby by the score of 6-1 over the second-seeded Doan College Tigers this afternoon. Doan scores no runs in the bottom half of the seventh inning. No runs on one base hit. No errors. One man left on base. Final score, Hastings 6-1. Back with a recap after this.
Win it, herd, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Today's ShopWheelerDealer.com deal of the day. Long John Silver's $5 certificates for half price. No limit while supplies last. Log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com or click the link on our station website.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball for you today on 1230 KHAS. Hastings picking up a big win over the Tigers of Doan here today. The second-seeded Tigers go down in the opening round of the GPAC Championships. Hastings with a win as the Broncos knock off Doan today by a score of 6-1. Hastings scoring 6 runs on 7 base hits, 1 error in the ball game. Doan with 1 run on 6 base hits, no errors. Jeremy Williams will be the winning pitcher for Hastings. He is now 4-5 in the season. Williams with 3 strikeouts in the ball game today, 6 walks, gave up 6 base hits, but tell you what, every time he got into trouble, his defense made the plays behind him. And Hastings able to hold off the Tigers today by a score of 6-1 here in this ball game. Hastings scored all of their 6 runs in the first 2 innings. It knocks Brandon Stennis out of the ball game after just 2 innings. Stennis today for Doan went 2 innings, gave up 6 runs. He had 2 walks, 1 strikeout, and gave up 6 base hits as Hastings got to him early. The Broncos scoring 2 runs in the first inning and 4 more in the second as they go on to win here today over the Doan College Tigers. Gabe Salas picking up a base hit for Hastings College in the ball game today. Ryan Valdez, he had a base hit for Hastings College today. Brent Hermanison, he had a couple of base hits, scored a run, and also had 2 RBIs for Hastings College. Don LeMaster also with a base hit for the Broncos offensively today. So we look down the rest of the lineup. Austin Ashero, he walked 3 times in the ball game today as he got on the base pads. Jake Steets, he had a base hit here for Hastings College. Ben Reimer also had a base hit for Hastings College out of the number 9 position for the Broncos. As Hastings picks up the win, they hammer out 7 base hits in the ball game, just enough to beat Doan today by the score of 6-1. We'll take one more break. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHIS.
This morning, I heard my mom's favorite song on the radio. It made me think of all the great times we've shared and how she's always been there for me. Thinking about her made me smile. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Show mom how special she is by sending her a bright spring bouquet or a beautiful blooming plant from Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers, and happy Mother's Day from everyone at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings. You know, I can always count on mom and Bob Sass Flowers.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Online, anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College picks up the win today over Doan by a score of 6-1. The Broncos will play again. This one will be over at Duncan Field at 4 o'clock this afternoon, or somewhere close to 4. 3:45 for the pregame show. They'll play the winner of the next ball game coming up between Morningside and Midland University. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our postgame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Our Bronco postgame coverage continues with the player of the game. Now it's back to the diamond.
And back here at the Smith Complex, Hastings College with a win today in the opening round of the GPAC Championship, 6-1 over Doan. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. And offensively for Hastings, a lot of guys getting in the act today. Brent Hermanison had a couple of base hits for Hastings College, also had a couple of RBIs. Ryan Valdez, Gabe Salas had base hits. John LeMaster had a base hit. Jake Steets had a base hit. Ben Reimer had a base hit. And also the guy on the mound today threw a pretty good ball game today, Jeremy Williams, all candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner and talk to him right after this.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bridge, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Back here at the Smith Complex, our player of the game today is going to be Jeremy Williams for Hastings College. He was the winning pitcher for the Broncos today. He gives up six base hits, six walks, three strikeouts. But, Jeremy, congratulations. You get the win. Maybe not one of your better performances of the season, but maybe one of the biggest wins of the year.
Right. You know, GPAC tournament, it's our today. We had to come out here with fire, get that W, which we did. And like you said, prior to this interview, I had innings that I wiggled out of. It wasn't my best outing this season, but I take that, get the W.
Talk about the conditions out here today. Obviously not ideal conditions. Talk about how that affected your pitching today.
Right. We had a wind blowing in from the north, so that was I was working my breaking ball good. That way, you know, the ball would come back over the corner at the outside. Yeah, we've been playing this weather for, you know, since, what, January, February. So I think we're used to it right now. I mean, we have to be used to it. It's a GPAC tournament, so.
You were able to see Doan earlier this year in the conference open that we had down in Crete. Did it help you today facing this team for the second time?
I think it did. You know, like we said, we played Doan our first conference opener. This time I knew what hitters to go after, what hitters could hit the ball, and I try to work low. But like you said, with the wind, it was kind of sketchy. So,
Did you pitch any differently here at the Smith Complex than we would maybe at Duncan Field? At Duncan, we were a little bit more spacious out there, a little bit bigger park. Did we have to be a little bit more careful out here today?
A lot of pitches I try to get the ball too tight and spot up. And our assistant coach came out and just told me to let it go. Deep breath, deep breath, deep breath. Just hold it like it was an egg, you know. You don't want to crack the egg, but yet you want to get that egg across the plate. And so I took that ball, didn't grab it so tight, and got some outs.
Hastings offensively got off to a great start today. Had two runs in the first inning and four more in the second. You can pitch a little bit differently when you go out there in the third inning with a 6-0 lead, can't you?
Oh, yeah, you can. You know you can't pitch when you're down 6-0. But, you know, I had six runs for me. I just pitch by pitch, breath by breath, I got the job done.
All right, now you guys move on. Picking up the first win is always the tough one in the GPAC tournament, especially over a division rival here and a conference rival. And now you got one win under your belt. Now you guys can just play loose the rest of the way and see what happens, can't you?
Well, you know, we can't just sit back and expect to win next game. We just got to come out like we did the first couple innings here in the first game. And hopefully our pitching be about the same, but better, hopefully. And our hitting should keep up, so we should hopefully compete and hopefully come out with the W.
Okay, congratulations on the win. We'll see you later on this afternoon.
All right, thank you.
Yep, Jeremy Williams is our player of the game today. Hastings College knocks off Doan by the score of 6-1. Stick around, the coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirstner's Auto Corner. Drive with SUV comfort and feel with a car's gas mileage in the deal of the week. A 2012 Chevy Equinox. Leather heated seat, V6, only 42,000 miles. Books for $27,875, yours for $25,975 cash. Check out this great deal and more at Kirstner's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstnersautocorner.com.
It's time now for the Coach's Post Game with Broncos head coach Jim Bovee.
All right, back here at the Smith Complex, Hastings College knocks off Doan by a score of 6-1. We'll have a couple of minutes to spend with Hastings head coach Jim Bovee. And, Coach, obviously a huge win for us here this afternoon.
Well, yeah, huge. And, of course, I'm the one that's saying the tournament not going to start until one of those top three seeds gets upset. So, you know, I think our guys sensed after the first inning that we were ready to play and they weren't. And I mean, it's a good feeling when you're on the right side of that. You know, they had an injury in pregame, and they didn't come out right away with their number one guy. And once we got two, I thought, man, that's good. And then once we got four, I'm thinking, boy, I think Jeremy's got a chance to maybe shut him down for the day. And I didn't think he'd get – I didn't think he'd give up the big inning. And, you know, I've said before, you only get a couple chances to score, maybe one chance to score, and you got to milk what you can out of it. And we did for two innings and then just sat on it for five.
We just talked to Jeremy. He said it wasn't his best performance of the season. He had to wiggle out of a lot of spots that could have been some big innings for Doan.
Yeah, he sure did. I mean, they had runners every inning. His control wasn't as good. I don't know if he's still 100%. You know, last time he pitched, he got hit by that line drive. You know, Reimer makes a good catch. Brown makes a good catch. We get the double play fly ball. We get a banger at first where Jeremy just beat the guy to the base. You know, outside of the overthrow from center, we didn't have any errors. So we didn't give up any outs on errors, which is the big thing. So, you know, it was a solid game for us, even though he wasn't as sharp. I mean, he's probably walked as many guys in one game as he has in a couple three outings during the year. But got some big outs when he needed it. You know, they had a lot of left-hand hitters in the lineup, which was good for him. And for those of you who can hear it, the wind is as cold as it is loud here. So a good win for our guys.
Talk about the conditions. What effect did that have on maybe what Jeremy had out there today?
Well, when you get a lead, it was a good thing because you weren't going to give up a home run. You know, the ball, you know, he's got a lot of movement anyway. And the wind was kind of pushing it across a little bit. It was a tough day to throw a curveball for a lefty, I think, for both of the lefties who started. But it was a deal where you weren't going to give up a lot of big innings. I mean, Hermanison hit a ton out of the ball and got a double, and they hit a couple balls right to the teeth of the wind hard. But it was going to be tough to get a big inning going without a little help somewhere.
So Hastings wins this one here today, and like we said, it was the first one is always maybe the toughest to get done today, and we got it done against one of our conference rivals in Doan. That's got to be extra sweet, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, I didn't know if we could score six in a game, and we did, but I did think that we would be up for them, and that was certainly the case. So now we get to go back over to Duncan and wait the winner of this matchup. Hopefully we'll play as well that game as we did this one.
Okay, we'll see you later on this afternoon.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Yep, Jim Bovee, the head coach for Hastings College. We'll take one final break. We'll be back right after this.
Get to CPI Mr. Tire during the Spring Savings Event, because with your purchase of a new set of four qualifying Cooper tires, like the CTS, the Cooper Zeon RS 3S, CS4, and others, you'll earn a Visa prepaid card worth $60 to $80. Hurry in! The sale, like spring, can't last forever. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Doan. The score is 6-1. The Broncos are now 14-26 on the season, where they pick up a big win here today in the GPAC Baseball Championships. They will play again this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Actually, at 4 o'clock today. 4 o'clock starting time over at Duncan Field. They'll play the winner of this next ball game between Midland and Morningside. This one going to be getting underway here in just a few minutes at the Smith Complex. So Hastings will play the winner of this ball game coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, or somewhere close, maybe probably going to be running behind, because that game over there is running into extra innings, as Dakota Wesleyan and Northwestern are tied up at 3 runs apiece at last check going into the 8th inning. So we'll let you know later on this afternoon, but right around 4 o'clock will be the game time. Hastings will play in the second game of the GPAC Championships, and we'll have it for you here on 1230 KHIS. Jeremy Williams, the winning pitcher in game number one. Hastings upsets Doan by a score of to 1. That'll wrap things up for now. We'll be back in a little bit over at Duncan Field for my producer and engineer, John Deborah, and I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from the Smith Complex in Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for Bronco baseball coverage on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. Bronco Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.